Tuesday was the first day for in-person early voting in Wisconsin, and the lines were out the door in clerks' offices around the state, with nearly 100,000 votes cast. In Madison, the Harris campaign held a rally with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama. Here and now, senior political reporter Zach Schultz was there.
It is great to be here in Wisconsin. It's great to be back in the Midwest, where folks got good sense.
Former President Barack Obama was the headliner at a rally in Madison Tuesday, but every speaker had the same message.
You might hear people say that there's 2 weeks until the election, but don't believe it, because early vote is here and this election is happening now.
Who here plans on voting in person early?
So let's get to work and let's win this damn thing. Let's go.
And I know you've heard it about, I don't know, 15 times so far today, but it's worth repeating. Here in Wisconsin, early voting starts today. If you haven't voted yet, I won't be offended if you just walk out right now. Go vote.
Across the state, voters were already in line, ready to cast a ballot. Turnout was so high, there was a lag in the WisVote system that lets clerks print the sticker that goes on the absentee ballot envelope. The lag was fixed by early afternoon, around the time Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was telling the rallygoers he wanted them to volunteer after they voted early.
Wisconsin, you got same-day voter registration, and it's open today to get there and vote. We need you door knocking. We need the calls.
This is the second time I got to see Walz for a rally and first time for Obama, and it was just awesome. I loved it.
We first introduced you to Anna Wilson and Landyron Kern at the Democratic National Convention. They're college Democrats and have spent the last few months organizing student voters.
Students around the area, especially at school, are excited.
They took a break from classes and door knocking to attend the rally and get re-energized for the final stretch of the campaign.
I'm sensing a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves, but I think people are really excited.
Obama won Wisconsin twice, with the largest margin seen by a presidential candidate this century. And he knows the last couple weeks of a campaign bring many emotions.
So whether this election is making you feel excited or scared or hopeful or frustrated or anything in between, do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke. Get off your couch and do what?
Both Anna and Landyron say they plan to vote on Election Day, even as they work to get their classmates to vote early.
I've been out canvassing a lot within the last couple of weeks, and most students have already sent in their absentee ballots. You know, the students who haven't, we're trying to get them out early voting. And you better believe, if they're not early voting, I will be at their door knocking on November 5th.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.